We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Hey, got a fight, Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We would first like to congratulate the Tampa Bay Lightning on their Stanley Cup championship and also say thank you to everyone at the National Hockey League for all the great work they did under challenging circumstances. The Buffalo Sabres are proud to announce from the Ottawa 67s and the Ontario Hockey League, Jack Quinn.
I knew that my meetings, you know, went well with Buffalo and we had some great talks, but at the same time, I had no expectations or I had no idea where I was going to go. So I knew that it was a good spot and talks went well, but I was not expecting to go, I don't think, no. I think my main asset is I'm an offensive player. I'm a goal scorer. I like to shoot the puck, but I also like to kind of, you know, drive the bus offensively and make plays and kind of make it hard on other teams defensively. So I think first and foremost is I'm an offensive player, but I think my defensive game is pretty well-rounded too and I can be relied on in all situations, and I think kind of my competitiveness as a player helps me, you know, kill penalties and that kind of thing and kind of be a rounded player, not just an offensive player.
We were looking for what we thought was going to be the best player projecting moving forward. I do think Jack has some center tendencies too. I think it wouldn't surprise me if you see him play center next year. To me, it wasn't so much center wing D goalie. It was, okay, who at this spot where we're going to be picking, who do we project to be the best player? And that's what we felt. Jack's a Saber. I just felt like the work that our staff did preparing was really important to understand his game, not just the goal scoring. He scored a lot of different ways, 5-on-5, power play, but just his overall game kept showing through as we did the work on him. Used in all situations, we see the ability for him to keep getting better. You know, his athleticism is high. Metrics that we look at when we're scouting, he met and some. So this was just a player that the more work we did, the more excited we got. So we feel fortunate to get him.
Oh, there's a lot going on in that open.
Little Eddie Van Halen there. We lost a legend yesterday at 65 to cancer. Played in every locker room that we ever played in. Maybe not played so much today, which is a shame, but definitely a legend. So you got to show a little tribute to him. And the newest Buffalo Sabre being introduced last night, Jack Quinn from the Ottawa 67s. Rob Ray joined the show. If you didn't hear his mail being torn open in the open, he's here. Craig's here. WGR 550. Call us 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We are here for you, and he is here for you at 10:30. We're going to talk to the young man today at 10:30, and I'm really looking forward to this. Really looking forward to this. Craig, you said you called it. What are you talking
called
about?
Called it. You know what? Did I not call that yesterday?
I don't remember.
I think I did. I think I was asked at the end who we're going to pick. I think I called Jack Quinn. It was either I felt very comfortable with either Marco Rossi or Jack Quinn. Jack Quinn just kind of seemed to, now that I, you know, did a little bit more research and reading up on all these kids, that I mean, he's a sniper. He was considered the top goal scorer in this year's draft. 52 goals in 62 games in Ottawa of the OHL this year. And you know, he's a great fit. Apparently, he's an outstanding skater, and he knows how to find the back of the net.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome to the Instigators, sir.
Are you done whining?
About what?
Everything that I do. Every little thing I do, you guys whine about. You know why I come upstairs to this room to do this?
Get away from the whining.
From that.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. That's the reason I agree to come and do this with you. But no, you guys hammer me. Like, I was holding that phone out, okay? My wife was sitting downstairs when you called earlier, Petey. And she goes, man, he's changed. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, something like that would never bother him before.
Well, how about this, Rob?
I'm just saying. It's noticeable.
I'm not offended. I'm not offended. You can tell, Joel, thank you. Thank you for noticing the change, because I do care about how this show sounds. I do, like, so I, yeah, I mean, yeah. So for anyone wondering if we're going to air our grievances out, I called Rob this morning and asked him to mute his phone.
Anybody out there, anybody
And
out
I called you. I called you. Head. I didn't do it the spineless way.
Andrew will get mad.
I didn't do it the spineless way and text you and be passive aggressive and say, hey, could you do? No, I called you and I said, hey, can you throw your phone on? Can you throw your phone on mute? It's distracting. You said, I don't know how to work. I don't know how to turn that off. I said, well, you know how to build a car engine.
I don't know where it is.
I said, you know how to build a car engine. You can figure out how to mute your phone. I appreciate the courtesy.
My kids aren't home.
ESPN. That's what I said, Rob. So welcome to the show, Razor.
You guys done yet?
Yeah, are we done? What do you think of the pick, Razor?
The kid sounds like a good kid. Seems like he's got high qualities. I never really get too excited about the draft, tell you the truth, because it's always guys that, in most cases, other than, you know, your top few picks that are going to be effective and in our way of, in our little world for the next few years. So, hey, great for him. Seems like a really good kid. I love the way he answered questions. He sounds like he's really matured. It wasn't some, you know, stumbly little kid out there trying to, you know, say the right things. He did it, and he sounded like he meant it, and it came across really well. So I like that side of it.
Well, I think the way he got to the NHL draft is speaks to that, exactly what you just said, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, he's had to he's not your typical golden goose all the way to the NHL draft here, you know, playing hockey till he, you know, till he's dead in the summertime. His kid's a golfer, played, I think, baseball, multiple sports, got cut from AAA. And, I mean, his path to the NHL is, it's very unconventional. And I love it. And I, because number one, the kids that are always touted when they're younger it's not always accurate. Number two, there's a misconception about this kid too. And I can't believe I went on Twitter this morning to read the reaction about the pick. I didn't do it last night on purpose. And I didn't want to do it today.
Hey, just so you know, I'm hearing a lot of somebody moving stuff around.
I mean, my God, I listen to people, and there's so many experts out there. And I can't handle it. I cannot stand, you know, oh, he's only good because he played with Rossi. Well, no, he did not play with Rossi. He did not. In fact, JJ has the stats. Rossi assisted, what primary assists were 7, secondary were 5. He had 52 goals. He played with a kid by the name of Mitch Holsner and some other kid, I don't know. And he did this on his own. And I can't sit here and say I love the pick or don't, because he hasn't even played in the NHL yet. But I do have a theory on the pick. You guys can tell me what you think about this. My theory is, you have 1 year to figure out what you're going to do with Sam Reinhart. I think it all ties together. He's a right winger. He's a sniper. And you got Sam here. And I'm not trying to turn this from Quinn to Sam. But I mean, if you're thinking long term as a general manager, which we have the luxury of doing without the pressure, that's where that makes sense to me, is that you have 1 year with Sam to figure out what he is. This kid can step in after one more year. Probably he's already 19, so he'll be 20 when he steps into the NHL. And, you know, and then he steps right on Jack's line, and boom, you got a young sniper. There you go. That's my open. Take it away.
How long until this kid plays in the NHL?
realistically?
I don't know. I said 3 years yesterday, and someone chewed me out on Twitter because apparently all these kids are supposed to step in and contribute and dominate
right
now.
At least two.
That's what I think.
One more year junior, which he'll play as a 19-year-old, and then 1 year in the minors, you would think?
Probably, and then maybe get a chance. Depends on the situation of your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with that too, Rob.
Yeah. Who knows the changes that are going to be made here, you know, at the big top, at the top club. That had, there's an opening, you know, for a kid like this. I don't think he's, there's no hurry for it.
Yeah, I think physically too. From what I understand, he's a pretty mature young man. He's got nice size in the sense that he's 6 feet tall. He's about 180 pounds. I do believe that there's still some filling out to do in his frame. He's supposed to be an exceptional skater, which I think is extremely, extremely important when you're thinking about today's NHL, but also a guy that knows how to finish. What is an area here in Buffalo that we have lacked for many years is the ability to have goal scorers. And, you know, there were some players that, you know, were compared to, or his comparables in the league were Nate MacKinnon, Pasternak, guys that really know how to put the puck in the net that are great scorers. So pretty amazing, you know, upside for this young man. And I still think he's pretty green, even though he's having great success in the OHL.
He's going to join us at 10:30. Jack Quinn, that is, eighth overall pick. Sabres drafted him last night. And I think, you know, I look forward to chatting with him, you know, figuring out, learning about his path. You know, one thing I like about this kid too, I think this goes a long way. And number one, raise your hand if you thought they were going to take an OHL kid. I didn't. So, you know, there's that. Number two, Brian Kilray. This guy, Razor, he's been in the league since you were.
Oh, my God. He was in the league, PD, 20 years before I was even there.
This guy is one of he is your Scotty Bowman of junior hockey, to say it well, how I feel is accurate. I mean, I think he went an assistant coach with the Islanders in the 80s when they won a cup, I think, or maybe after, but I know he was with the Islanders as an assistant for a little bit, but then he went back to the Ottawa. This guy teaches kids how to play the right way. You look at how many guys he sent to the NHL. He teaches guys to play the right way. And I don't know if that has anything, if that pays or plays a part in his development, Riv or Razor, but
I believe it does. Maybe not so much the hockey side, but what Brian could bring to the kid, you know, as a person, as a player, as experience, you know, and preparing for a lot of other things. I think it's amazing. Quick story on Brian Kilray. When he coached Ottawa and I was in Cornwall, it was like an hour and a half apart. Our coach was Orville Tessier. Every time we'd play these guys, we'd play them. Then we'd all have to rush to the bus to get ready to leave. And about 2 hours later, Orville would come walking out of the rink, stubborn and stangling, because him and Brian were sitting in there drinking beer for the previous 2 hours while we were all sitting on the bus waiting to go home. That's old school. Well, they're old school guys.
Kilray doesn't coach him. I need to clarify for me, but he's around. He's around. He talks about this kid. He's around the team. He's influential. Like, he's talked about who this kid reminds him of and kids that he's seen come through the league. I just wanted to make sure I clarified that.
His hockey knowledge, like, he came into the league in the OHL 1974-75 season. He's been coaching Ottawa 67s since 1974. Think about that. Think about the kids that have come through Ottawa over the last, you know, number of years. It's truly incredible.
So, Riv, you asked the question about how long until you see him in the NHL. How long until we see him in the NHL? The league's getting younger and younger.
Yep.
So this is a very unique year, of course, right? So, I mean, like, I don't even know how to gauge this year, because I don't even know what's going to happen. Nobody does with any hockey, junior hockey, anything. So, you know, I know everything's set to start, but I mean, you look around at the NFL, you look at the COVID cases, you look in Canada. I mean, it's like, you just don't know what's going to happen. I'm just being realistic. So, I mean, how, like, excluding this year, he's not going to play in the NHL this year. Is that safe to say?
100%.
Okay. So after this year, is it unreasonable to think, because if you bring this kid in at 20, which he would be because he's born September 19th, which is the cutoff, is 15th of September. So if you brought him in as a 20-year-old, you'd have to put him on one of your top two lines.
Correct.
So where is that space for you on this team in after next year?
Only time will tell with that, I think, right, Petey? I think the projection for this young guy is, or let me back up. You know what they should not do is what they did with Alex Nylander. Colossal failure in the way that they brought that kid up. They played him in the minors for a couple years. He was way over his head. That young man should have went back to junior at 18, 19 and dominated.
Yeah. Good example.
They need to allow this kid just to continue to grow. And he's going to go back to junior this year. He's going to play for the 67s. He'll be a huge piece to the puzzle there in Ottawa. Turning 20 the year after, I think that he will start in the minors, and this is just my feeling, that he'll start in the minors and give him a number of games just to kind of get some pro games under his belt, understand that he's going to be playing against men. It's going to be a lot harder than playing against 16, 17, 18-year-old kids in junior, and there's just no rush for this young man. I think He's got a lot of, from what you read on him and what you hear about him, he's got a lot of great upside. And, but I think he's one or two years away from playing for the Sabres.
Instigator, if I could throw this in there real quick, it's time for this team to start putting these guys in the minors like most teams do and letting them mature instead of trying to force them into a situation. Casey Mittelstadt, and as you said, Nylander. It's, you're to the point now, hey, build it up here, let your young kids mature, let them marinate down there, and then start moving up.
Well, Razor, it's interesting you say that, because don't you remember, well, none of you can remember the league being this young, okay? But not only that, a lot of this started after the 2004-05 lockout, where teams were using 19, 20-year-old kids that weren't necessarily ready for cheap labor on the salary cap, right? And I think we've grown to learn over that experiment, over however many years, it's been 15 years, that some kids can handle it, and I call them kids because they are kids. Some kids can step in and handle it, and some kids can't. And some just aren't physically ready, and some are more physically ready than others. But I think most importantly, mentally ready.
And many are physically ready, but not mentally ready.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I'm glad you added that in. Instigator. So he's going to join us. Jack Quinn will join us at 10:30. I am curious. I'm not curious. I want to know why so many players in that draft. Did you find that players in that draft were falling? Like, you know,
yeah,
you had.
Well, they kind of explained that because the season was cut out short. They're not able to see the kids here, you know, over the summer, all that kind of thing. They couldn't have the workouts, the questions on them. Look at the kid that ended up going, the French kid that went at the end because of medical reasons.
Yes.
You know, he was rated in the top, but they could not do the medical, you know, examinations they need. This kid dropped 20 picks.
Did you see the medical history on this kid though last year?
Oh my God. That's amazing.
What was his name? Lafreniere?
Lapierre. Yeah.
Lapierre. Okay.
Washington drafted him.
And tell me about the kid.
I think he had three concussions in a calendar year.
Calendar year of 19.
I remember listening last night.
And then they were neck issues.
They were not concussions. They were something that
neck, you know, and head.
He was jammed up in his first and second vertebrae, which gave him symptoms of concussion.
100%. I played with guys that had this exact same
Jim
issue.
Jim Conley.
Well, I didn't want to name names, but yeah, I guess we can. But no, you're right. Well, but yeah, I think it was known, Razor. It was out there that it was his neck. You're right. It was. And there's other guys too. But yeah, and it just goes to show you that what do you remember from that, Razor? I mean, he came back. He was fine, I think, after that.
Yeah, he came back and he was fine. But you remember he sat out because he had the symptoms. Finally went to this doctor. And the doctors go, it's not a concussion. It's your neck. There's something messed up in your neck. They worked on it for, you know, whatever amount of time. They got it straightened out to enough where he could play. And he wasn't having those concussion symptoms anymore.
So, you can get those symptoms. I mean, I had what was like vertigo type symptoms, but it was caused by a rotated vertebrae in my neck, in my cervical neck, part of my neck.
But because of the education,
three or four, whatever it was. What's
they
that?
Pass it off on concussions. Everything's a concussion.
Instigators.
I'm not saying it's not, but there is medical now and attention you can get to see if it is or not.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting, and not only that, I thought it was interesting that he was even still playing, but just that they were announcing that they were releasing all that information. I thought that was it's a lot of detailed information in there.
I think it's good.
We're going to talk to Jack Quinn at 10:30. Sabres drafted him 8th overall last night. And I don't know if we have any calls on the line. I haven't looked over here at the rundown, but you can call us 803-0550, 888-550-2550. If you have any questions that you'd like us to ask Jack Quinn, tweet at the Instigators. And if they're good ones, we'll get them on the air. And I'll steal a line from Slapshot here.
They're good or not.
JJ, our producer. I will steal the line from Slapshot, but only I'll time it to 2020. Let's keep the tweets within the boundaries of good taste. You guys remember that at all? The talk show?
No.
I can't remember the guy who
Dave Killer Carlson was on.
Yeah,
he said he was putting a bounty out on somebody.
Yeah, hey, yeah, but hey, I wasn't hey, it. Hey, I think it was when Reggie Dunlop was on. He goes, "Red Dunlop, you old bum, why don't you get out of the game and let the kids play or something like that?" And then,
because
why don't you keep the calls within the boundaries of good taste? So keep the tweets within the boundaries of good taste. We're going to talk to Jack Quinn at 10:30, and we look forward to chatting with him. I'm just going to mention. I did. I went on. I don't know if you guys do this or did this or tortured yourself, but I went on and I read all the fire from Twitter. Oh man, a lot of experts not happy because we all know what these kids are going to do.
And what'd they do? Watch the highlights when they get drafted?
That's what. Thank you.
Is that what they watched? We're in this business and we know, like to think we know something. That was the first time I ever seen the kid skate last night after we drafted him. It was like a few little highlights, compare him to some other player. And I'm like, oh, great, cool. How do you make a judgment?
A lot of work that still has to be put in, right?
What's that, Razor?
Because of what some guy said on a panel or something like that or something. Well,
I was talking to Chris Baker this morning about Jack Quinn. I mean, he knows a lot about these players. He actually spends time and watches them. He doesn't check out the highlights and the stats. And it's something, you know, he brought up a good point. I got to give him credit for this point. He said, you know, in this day and age, you got these kids and they're dialed into technology and social media. And he didn't say all of this, but this is the point he was getting at. And he said, you know, this kid gets drafted. It's the highlight of his career right now. And he's got to go on and read from a bunch of people who literally know nothing about him and say about how the Sabres didn't make the right pick or they picked the wrong Ottawa 67 and all this stuff. And I can't even tell you if this is a good pick or not. And we won't know for a few years.
Oh, God.
And it drives me absolutely nuts. I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, you know, this poor kid has to listen to people, you know, criticize him already for what he isn't and what they don't think he's going to be. And it really bothers me. It bothers me. And it's personal because I had these same people that would comment on myself and my teammates, and they just had no idea. That's my rant. I'm sorry if you don't like it. If you don't like it, you're part of the problem. Instigators, coming up.
I agree with you.
And you know, I didn't think we would get to that point today, Razor. I'm really glad we're there.
See, it's good to talk about it, Petey.
It is.
Your therapist called me and said, try to bring some of this stuff out in air.
I told my therapist to call you. I said, can you do me, there's one person I need you to check in with, and that's Rob.
Yep.
Can you do that for me? So I guess.
They did.
And there are multiple. There are multiple. They did, my team of therapists. Instigators, when we come back, Jack Quinn, newest Buffalo Sabre, 8th overall pick from the Ottawa 67s will join us. Stick around. WGR 550, the Instigators.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back to the Instigators. Just waiting on the line here. Going to wait for Jack Quinn to join us. Sabres first overall pick. Drafted him 8th overall last night from the Ontario Hockey League's Ottawa 67s. And look forward to hearing from this young man. A lot of great things we've heard and read about him so far. So, you know, it's an exciting time for these kids. And I think a lot of people, and I wonder how these kids are able to enjoy it, not only now, but just with COVID, but just in general, because it's such a hectic time. And I wonder if they were able to enjoy it maybe a little bit more now, just in private with their family and friends. Razor, Craig, joining me here on the Instigators, WGR 550. And what do you think? What do you think of the draft and how it happened? I had a feeling last night that, you know what, some of these kids might have enjoyed doing it the way. Now, granted, it must have been awkward when the camera was just on them the entire time and they were just sitting there. But from the standpoint of being drafted and all of that, after you're drafted, you get whisked away. You got to go and take pictures and do this and that, and you're gone from your family for an hour and a half. But
don't you think that's part of the enjoyment of the day?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because that would be your first chance of, I just got drafted to the NHL. The problem with what, I'm not saying it was wrong how they do it, it's the way they have to do it, but all of a sudden your name's announced and you enjoy it for 5 minutes because the next pick's being made 5 minutes later, and then they're talking about is the next kid. So you got that 5 minute window, and then you may get a few calls afterwards from media and that to do things, but that experience for me was like, oh my God. Like I was going home the next day telling everybody at home, I seen this guy and, you know, I got to do this and we went this and I had to do that. It was such an experience that I could sit there, and I don't remember a lot about what I did in my career, but I can tell you that day from start to finish.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Because it was
say
the greatest
that.
Experience of your life.
I totally agree with that. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that day. Like, for an example, back when I got drafted in 92, it was in Montreal, just like it was in Montreal in this draft. And I was told by my agent, because my draft was called the European Invasion. It was the year that there was going to be the largest number of European players drafted in the NHL. So I was rated in the third round, 62nd overall. But I was told by my agent, he says, don't think about going until the fifth, sixth, maybe the seventh round. So what that meant for me is it meant I was going to be, they started the draft at like, I think it was like 11 o'clock in the morning. And my agent said, you're not going to be drafted till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I got drafted third round. I got to go down to the table and meet all of the Serge Savard and all of the brass, which was amazing. I got shuffled away to do interviews. I got to take pictures, and I felt like I was literally a rock star. It was amazing the environment that you were in.
Yeah, I thought you were setting that story up for my name gets called and I'm at the snack bar grabbing a hot dog. That's what I thought. I had to run down.
Are you kidding me? Petey, back then you didn't move your seat all day. I was a fifth rounder. I sat there a long time. And there was a lot of things went on and you're watching and you're like, but even the first pick overall, you're sitting there and you're nervous going, is it going to be me? And knowing damn well it's never going to be you, but every freaking pick. And I think I was 69th or something overall. Sat there, or 97, I don't even know what the heck it was. But you sat there a long time, man, and there was a lot of guys, and it was like that high low, up, down, up, down, up, down. And then when it got to the area where you might be, it was like, oh, my God. Your agent's coming over and saying, hey, you know, Washington at the time was one of the teams. Washington's considering hearing this pick. And like, oh, it didn't happen. It's like, oh, you're drained. You're drained by the end.
You said something that I think is completely accurate. You and it's amazing that you say that because, you know, I didn't play as long as either of you, but I remember my draft day. I remember the whole thing. And I, you know, it was that someone, I, you know, it's that moment where it's like, you know, they say, take it in, take every moment in. Now, I had been through a draft before. I'd been to the 96 draft in St. Louis because my brother was drafted. So I knew the process. So it was very relaxing for me, but I remember everything. And I think you remember everything, Razor, for what you just said is because either it doesn't matter how high you're drafted. There's no guarantee you're going to play. This is your first. This could be your only moment in the NHL.
Only. You might go to a training camp. Oh, you got one camp. Back then you didn't, because you were drafted didn't mean you came to, you know, two or three training camps. You might've got one or two and then they just kind of moved on from you because they picked like what, 12 guys back then or something like that every year. I don't know, it was 12 or 14.
Jack Quinn going to join us here. 8th overall draft pick. Just waiting on him. Probably doing a ton of interviews.
It better be important.
What's that?
It better be important if he's holding us up.
Oh, you're not going to razz the kid off the start, are you?
No. But you know what? There's something else I wanted to bring up that was mentioned a few times last night about kids that were drafted. And they mentioned, hey, here's a kid that was, a late bloomer, you know, in Jack's case, playing double A, this and that. And they weren't physically and emotionally and mentally wore out by the time they got to the age where they needed to be playing at the top of their game and being peak performers. And I thought that was interesting because there's so many people out there right now that their kids, 10, whatever, to 12, 15, they're hammering these kids every day. They're going all over. They got to do this. And I think that was a very good point that was brought up a couple times last night about kids. Here's a kid that is not physically and emotionally drained by the high caliber that he had to play from such a young age.
And you know what, Rob? I just want to say that just quickly, Petey, just quickly here. I 100% agree with that, Rob. You know what they did say about this kid, though, is he's a multi-athlete kid. Yeah. When hockey was done, the baseball cleats went on, he recharged his brain mentally. Obviously, I'm sure that it's not like he just put away the skates.
No.
But hockey became secondary to another sport. I'm sure he dabbled and still did his development skates and everything like that, but it was a chance to recharge the batteries mentally and not get burnt out. There's far too many kids, especially in today, society is kids are playing 12 months a year. And by the time they hit 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, they don't have the same drive as what they should have.
Go ahead.
I got kids that will go to these camps and that in the summer. It's 5 hours a day on the ice, 5 days a week. The time they get off is when the guy comes out, cleans the ice, then they go back on. And this is at 10 to 13, 14 years old. And if you ever coach kids, after an hour, maybe an hour and a half, their attention span, the energy they have is depleted so much, they're not getting anything out of it. And then they start hating it. And I think it's such a ridiculous thing for parents to think they have to do this to make, give my kid the best chance to possibly move on to another level.
Well said, Rob. And let's bring on the first round pick, number 8 overall from the OHL's Ottawa 67s, Jack Quinn. You know, he's not ready. Here's the problem I have with this, okay? It's acceptable for Rob, Craig, or Andrew to have technical issues. But when you have a kid who's 18 or 19, they're supposed to be experts in this department.
Yes.
Skype's not working. We've all had this issue. It's no big deal. He's not blowing us off. He's not late. It's not the end of the world. This is the world we live in right now. We got to do this through technology. So let's just work with it. We're going to go to break. We're going to get this kid set up. And we're going to get him on the line because we really look forward to chatting with him. And I appreciate, before I go to break, I appreciate the supportive tweet from Mark. Your rant on the experts on social media was bang on. This poor kid is checking out Twitter, and you got to hear negative things. Exactly. Let the kid enjoy it. Be proud of him. Don't be jealous. Yes. We'll be right back. Instigators, WGA 50.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back, Instigators. Andrew Craig, Rob Ray, WGR 550. Just waiting on Jack Quinn, going to join us here. Sabres first round pick, 8th overall. And we're not waiting on him. I'm mistaken. He's on the line with us. Good morning, Jack. How are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let me start by saying this. What was it like to hear your name officially called in the NHL draft?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a moment, I guess, me and my family will have for forever. It was special to spend the night with them and kind of to go through that. It was obviously a long wait for the draft, and I think everyone was just excited to have the day finally come.
Were you in Cobden?
Yeah, that's where I was, yeah.
Can you tell us on a map where Cobden, Ontario is?
It's like probably an hour west of Ottawa. It's in the Ottawa Valley, kind of right in the middle of it.
Okay. That's all. I
don't think that helps anyone here in the state. Sabres reach out to you to welcome you to the team when you got drafted?
Yeah, I had a few phone calls right away with the GM, and met the owner and some of them over FaceTime, and just kind of welcomed me right away, and then had a call with the coach, Kruger, a little while later, and Eichel sent me a text as well in the process, and there's a lot of different messages and stuff coming in on my end, and my phone was kind of blowing up, so I tried to kind of answer everyone, but I definitely got a huge welcome from everyone, which was really cool to have that.
What does a message from Jack Eichel say?
He just sent me a text and said, you know, congratulations, kind of welcome to the family, and they're happy to have me, and it's obviously a bit of a different year, but he said just make sure enjoy the night and enjoy with my family. So I thought that was pretty cool to hear from him.
Did he say, hey, there's only one Jack on this team?
No, he didn't say that. He said, "Hey, Jack, it's Jack." So it started off pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know what your response to him is if he does say that, which he wouldn't, but if he ever did, you always got to be prepared for this. You say, "Well, for now."
Yeah, it's a good one. I'll write that down. Save it.
Yeah,
I'd wait about 4 or 5 years to say that, though. Okay.
Instigators joined right now with Jack Quinn, drafted first round, 8th overall last night from the Ottawa 67s. Sabres drafted him. And obviously a very exciting night for this young man. What can you tell the people listening about the type of player you are?
Yeah, I think I'm an offensive player. I'm a goal scorer. Like, I think I'm shoot first mentality. But I think I can kind of drive the game offensively, and I like to make plays and, play with the puck offensively. And I think I also, I'm competitive all over the ice, so I can, play on the penalty kill and play my own end as well.
You're one of those guys that can drive the game yourself?
Yeah, that's what I want to play like, yeah, for sure.
Is there a guy in the league for the people that are listening out there that, people that may not quite know who you are, I'm sure they looked you up on Twitter and on the internet, but is there a player out there in the league that you kind of like play like? Is there someone that you like to play like in the NHL?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, I don't know if I try to play like, but I think a guy that I love watching and, try to take a lot of stuff from, and there's a lot of similarities, is a guy like Pastrnak, the way he kind of gets into areas and can score that way, and also can make a lot of really good plays offensively with his line mates. So I like his game a lot and think there's some similarities there.
Joining the Instigators right now, Jack Quinn, first round pick, 8th overall last night in the 2020 NHL draft. I don't want to take credit for this question, but I'm just trying to make sure we keep this thing moving. How many interviews have you done, first of all? That's not the question, by the way. You done a lot of interviews?
Like, not a ton. I've only done, this is probably my third one since the draft pick. I did a Zoom call last night, and I think another call, and then this one now. So nothing crazy.
Well, Craig and I were talking before the show, and we threw a couple questions down here, and he wanted me to write down one, and he probably doesn't remember it, so I'll say it for him. But what part of your game do you need to improve on most to make it to the NHL? Did I word that properly, Craig, first of all?
Yeah, you know what? Great. That's the question I wanted to know. Everybody knows, if you read up on Jack Quinn, that he is the best goal scorer in this year's draft. What I want to know is, what are the areas that you need to improve on to make you that elite player to take your game to the NHL?
Yeah, I think I need to work on, everything in my game and continue to improve everything if I want to, be a successful NHL player. And I think that's kind of part of my development. But one thing I have in mind and was a big focus for me this offseason was just working on my skating, being more explosive, my first three steps. I want to, get a lot faster. And I think my skating's pretty good, but I think, there's always room for improvement. And the faster I can get, the more dangerous of a player I can be.
What motivates you?
I think a lot of things. I mean, first and foremost, I love the game of hockey. And I, love, going to the rink every day and showing up and working on my craft, I guess. So that's a big reason for it, for sure.
Would you, I read a story in the Ottawa Sun today. I have to credit the writer. That's what we do in this business, Jack. You'll learn that. Don Brennan wrote an article. He talked about your path to the draft. You were cut by a couple teams, Bantam teams. You went and played 18U in Canada. And here you are. You were a second-round draft pick in the OHL, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yep.
Obviously, very good OHL draft pick as well. That's very high. I was 35th, just letting you know that. But a little humble brag, subtle brag for me.
Got me by a bit, yeah.
You're not talking to chump change over here, Jack.
But talk about that, the motivation, being cut, being a multi-athlete. Like, you played multiple sports. You know, like all your buddies, I read they were off playing hockey year-round, and you're getting better off the ice but playing other sports as well. Talk about how you got to where you got to last night.
Yeah, I guess I'll tell a little bit about my story. But, yeah, growing up where I did, I played all different sports. In the summer, I played softball and I golfed a lot. And I really, you know, didn't touch a hockey stick kind of thing until training, you know, tryouts in the winter for hockey. And I liked it that way. When it wasn't hockey season, I wanted to play other sports. I wasn't interested in hockey. And I guess, you know, the disadvantage of that was I didn't play AAA. I couldn't make the teams. I wasn't a great skater. I never worked on my skating, so they just cut me, I think, for that reason mainly. And, you know, I got to live kind of a different, I guess, path at that age than most guys with hockey. They probably played hockey all through the summer and stuff instead of other sports, so it was a little different. But I think when I got to, you know, minor midget, I got my first chance to play AAA, and I kind of realized, okay, if I wanted to do something with hockey, I needed to really focus on it. And that's what I did. I, you know, started working on my skating, did some exercises in my basement every night and stuff, and kind of went from there and really dedicated myself, I guess, to hockey. And things kind of took off from there. I got drafted to the OHL, and I think from that point on, it was just kind of year after year improvement the last few years to get where I am today.
Jack Quinn joining the Instigators. I mean, guys, feel free to ask a question. I have a million questions. I want to know what exercises you were doing in the basement. I mean, that's another. But go ahead, Razor.
Really has no interest in anybody. you're a Sens fan, obviously, because you grew up close to Ottawa. What do you, and you know, Buffalo being in the same division as Ottawa, what do you know about the Sabres coming in here?
Yeah. Well, couple questions there. First of all, the exercises, they were just kind of like muscle memory exercises, and Patty Malloy actually gave them to me to work on. I know he's been in Buffalo with you guys and stuff on the skills end, and they just kind of helped me with my angles and stuff and muscle memory things. And yeah, like you said about growing up in Ottawa, I was a Sens fan and loved watching the Sens. But, obviously, I knew all the NHL teams, and I always loved Buffalo as well. And like I said last night on one of the calls I did, like, I just think of Buffalo as a kind of a great sports town, and all the fans are crazy about the Sabres. So I, you know, was very excited about that when I got drafted there.
When is the do you have a Ray 32 Sens jersey?
Yeah, Rob played for the Sens.
No, I don't think I have that 32 jersey. No, I'll have to take a look.
I think I take that as a no, Razor. No offense.
Oh my God.
So what are you doing?
A lot of work.
What are you doing right now? When is the OHL supposed to start up this year? And what are you doing right now to prepare for your up and coming season?
I think it's supposed to start December 1st. That's their goal. Obviously, there's a lot of things up in the air, and who knows exactly, but I think that's the timeline everyone's hoping for. So I've just been kind of doing the same schedule all summer with my workouts and my skating. And I think earlier in the summer, I was a lot more focused on the workouts, and now skating's starting to ramp up a lot more and being on the ice. And my coach, Andre Tournier, is running skates for us in Ottawa 3-4 times a week. So that's where I'm skating mostly. And they're, you know, high paced competitive skates, kind of like a practice. So it's, you know, kind of right back into things on my end that way.
Instigators, Sabres 8th overall pick, Jack Quinn joining the show here. Rob Ray, Craig Revay, Andrew Peters on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're talking with Jack Quinn. I think I already said that. Did you know the Sabres were going to pick you? Did, like, when the 8th pick came around, how much were you paying attention to how the draft was unfolding to where you think you might have gone? Like, did you talk to all these teams leading up to the draft?
Yeah, I talked to all the teams, but I definitely did not know that Buffalo was going to take me. I mean, we had some great talks, and I knew that they liked me, but, you know, there's just so many good players on the board still, and there's just so many options. So I really had no idea what to expect. So it was, you know, it was pretty cool to hear my name called at that moment, I guess.
In your conversations with them, did they, you know, like a lot of teams now are talking analytics. Did they talk to you about your analytics and where you were strong?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to, you know, remember exactly the conversations, but I think for the most part, they were, you know, getting to know me as a person and as a kid. And we talked a lot of hockey too, and kind of just what I thought I needed to work on, what my strengths were, and kind of like the question you guys asked earlier, like what do I need to work on to get to the NHL? So I think there's a lot more than that, a lot more of that than strictly stats, I guess.
So you're talking to three guys that have basically all gone through the same thing that you went through, maybe not at the upper level of being drafted eighth overall, but we all went through interviews. We all had teams that asked us crazy questions and made us feel uncomfortable at some point. Was there a team or a question that you remember that you kind of raised an eyebrow about and kind of chuckled to yourself about?
Oh, geez. I've got this one a few times, like, but I can't even remember, like, one exact one to give you guys. But I just, like, some teams will have, like, mindset kind of people to ask questions, and there's definitely some weird ones in there where I just, like, think about, you know, it just seemed like there wasn't a right answer, but I can't even think of one for you guys.
Here, think about this one. Tell me one game that you can go back and look back on and say, oh, I was unbelievable that night. Tell me what happened that night. I know there's one. I could tell you one about me, but this isn't about me. I want to know that about you.
Yeah, one game
where
for
you,
me
you
is,
can honestly say you can be super cocky and you can say, oh, my God, there was no way anybody was stopping me that night. Doesn't even have to be in the OHL. Could have been AA and minor peewee.
There was one game this year, I think early in the year, that stands out for me because I think it was kind of a turning point for my season where I really took off. It was the school day game against Sudbury in Ottawa. I don't know what game it was, but it was, you know, the first half of the season for sure. And I just, you know, remember kind of had the feeling of like the puck was on my stick all game, that kind of feeling. And, yeah, it was just one of those games.
How many did you get?
I think I was 2-1, 2 goals and an assist.
Not a bad night.
Do you ever felt that?
What's that, Riv?
What's that, Riv?
You ever felt that, Petey, where, you know, the puck was on your stick all game?
When I play against 50-year-olds now. Like, when I go out and skate with, like, older men, I actually feel I know how Sidney Crosby feels. You know what I mean? But only at a much, much different level. Jack Quinn joining the Instigators here on WGR 550, eighth overall pick last night. How's your family? How's everybody doing? I mean, you guys looked excited. I mean, like, how's the family? How many text messages from your buddies, your former teammates? Did you text Rossi and say, take that? I mean, like, what did you – how did last night play out for you under the circumstances? Because we talked about it in the last segment when you blew us off that – you know, what our draft day and how amazing our draft day and our draft experience was. How was last night for you?
Yeah, I mean, technical difficulties, first of all. But
yeah, we made that family, clear. Don't worry.
No, I'm kidding. The my family was obviously really excited, and they still are. I guess that's just the best word for it. I guess under the circumstances, it's, you know, too bad I couldn't have more people to celebrate with, and, like, family and teammates and friends. But, you know, I've talked to a lot of people over the phone, and they've just been saying congratulations, and it's kind of good to catch up with them. And I think I'll, you know, be able to see a lot more people as the days go on and get back to skating and training, and I'm looking forward to that as well.
You know what's great about that day, too, when you're with your family? I know it's all about us when we get drafted, you last night, Jack. But you know how big of a feeling and accomplishment and how proud parents are? I've been talking to Jeff Sanderson here since last night when his son got drafted. And this guy played over 1,000 games in the NHL. He's still off the charts, so excited that he can, you know. He said it's the most amazing feeling. He says, anything I ever done never gave me the same feeling as watching and listening to my son be drafted last night.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, it's just as special as a night for for them as it is for me, and you know, they've put just as much hard work into it. So I think that's, you know, it's pretty cool to be able to just spend it with them, even though it's under the circumstances, it was special in itself for sure, just because of that.
Jack Quinn, newest Buffalo Sabre, will you be watching the draft today? I mean, what are you doing today? How do you follow up last night? Did you go to the gym this morning? Everyone's supposed to say, oh, I woke up this morning, went right to the gym.
No, not today, just because of these, but I'm going to probably do a workout at home today and then watch the draft and kind of cheer on my teammates and hope the best for them.
All right. Well, we look forward to meeting you in person. Unfortunate circumstances for sure with the COVID, but nonetheless, you're an 8th overall draft pick, and congratulations, well-deserved. And we look forward to seeing you here in Buffalo.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Look forward to it as well.
Yeah,
you welcome, got it. Man. Congratulations.
Get yourself a Rob Ray jersey. You want to win some points around here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, looking online right now.
It'll be all over the place.
All right, let him go. All right, we're going to go. Instigators, WGR 550. We'll recap that. Nice young man. Nice young man. We'll be
seriously
right back.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously no reason to not be nice, but I mean, you.
No, but you could tell he's a mature kid, too, the way he answers the questions, and there's no,
You know what I love about him?
Extremely well-spoken young man.
Yes.
I very, very well-spoken young man. And the funny thing is, those are things that you're really looking for. I mean, to try and figure out, we've never met him. I've never heard him speak before, but he's very articulate and he's very, very well spoken. Pretty exciting pick. I'm going to tell you, 52 snipies in 62 games. And I can't wait to see what this kid's going to do next year.
I appreciated him answering the, question about what exercises he was doing in the basement, Razor, before he answered your question. But no, yeah. absolutely right. I enjoyed chatting with him. And you know what else I wanted to add there was, I think what made me root for him more, and I learned this morning as I read more about him, was it was not ever handed to him or guaranteed. He worked for this, and that is a great sign in a young player. It's a great sign. When you work for something and you see improvement and you've already experienced disappointment and you're already past that stage, it's fantastic. Instigators, when we come back, we'll talk more about this. And we got to talk more about what's going on around the league and also round 2 through 7 today in the draft. So we have some Buffalo former junior
Let's
Sabre.
Let's talk about the Montreal-Columbus trade.
That's where I was going to go. I've been trying to tiptoe around that one here for a little bit. But
don't do it. I thought we were going to get through the show without talking about this. I don't want to talk about it.
Coming up next,
Max Domi.
Josh Anderson is a Montreal Canadian. And we'll ask our former Montreal Canadian how disappointed.
He'll win 53 when he's there.
Well, 52. Wow. 52. Oh, my God. Wow. Even
Wouldn't
more.
Wouldn't that be something?
Wow. Okay. It's funny, though. We all know you're 32. All right, Instigators, we'll be right back with 32, 52, and 76 WGR 550.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.